Stigmas around mental health were designed to hold us down, but we don't have to let them. If you're struggling, text or call 988 to connect with a trained crisis counselor who won't judge, just listen. 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Hope has a new number.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And folks, listen, we are going to hear from Sarah McGurvey here because she's going to tell us we have a couple things coming up that we've got to stop the petitions from hell. We've got to stop them. Because, Sarah, you know, in those, if you look at what it does, basically it nullifies all of the pro-life legislation we've passed up to now. And we worked very hard to do that, okay? And not only that, but what it does, it opens the door. It's a free-for-all for this trans mutilation. It's what they call transmutilation surgery. And what they do is they go totally around the parents. They're going to do this. This is absolute anti-Christ, right from the pit of hell, cultural Marxism. And folks, listen, if you won't stand and fight for your freedoms, you don't deserve a minute of freedom. If you won't stand and fight for it. So we've got to stop it. When you see these people out there with their petitions out there, go up to them and tell them, do you know what you're doing? That is a sin. You need to repent of that. You need to repent of that because God's word, the Bible, makes it very clear that, you know, repent or perish. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to be looking for them.
Yeah,
when I find out where they're going to be, I'm going to announce it on the air. I'm going to encourage people to go out and get them. Okay?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and one great way to do that is there's some town halls coming up. These are very important to go to because you get a lot of really great education at these on how to articulately explain the danger of this amendment. So one is happening on Monday, June 19th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's the Geauga County Tea Party is hosting this at the Westwoods Nature Center at 9465 Kinsman Road, Novelty, Ohio. You can RSVP by emailing admin@geaugacountyteaparty.com. Some great people coming to that. It's going to discuss the fall of Roe, understanding the Ohio pro-death ballot initiative, and the reality of abortion. And that's free of charge, but a free will offering will be accepted. And then on June 20th is a pro-life campaign kickoff training, voter ID and comms. It is at the Rookery, 10110 Cedar Road, Newberry, Ohio. Dinner is included. Registration is free. Go to www.leadershipinstitute.org/Newberry. And this is regarding the August 8th election. So again, for those who forgot or have not heard, there's a special election on August 8th. The only thing on the ballot across the state is called Issue 1. And it is to raise the standard for amending Ohio's constitution from 50% plus one vote, where it currently is, to 60%, which in other states has been effective, like Florida and Arizona. We want that here. This would also require that the people who are petitioning for any future amendments have to go to all 88 counties, not just 44, but all 88, and get 5% from each of those counties. So this would mean that all Ohioans who are registered voters and able to vote can participate in this, not just half of the state. So these town halls and trainings are super important. You get a lot of great information. The Leadership Institute does a great job. They are fantastic conservative policy trainers and practicers. They are fantastic. So please go to these. Register for them. They are fantastic. I have been to a few. We are also hosting for Northeast Ohio Right to Life. We are having a Get Out the Vote training on June 27th in the evening. You can call our office at 330-762-2785 for more info on that. But it's so important. We have to fight this. Like the pastor just said, we have to fight this. If we sit down, what good is it that the men who founded our country fought and died for it? What good is it that we spent 50 years fighting Roe? What good is it? All the wars we fought in to maintain our freedom. This amendment, this pro-abortion amendment, is literally going to make it legal for the state to intervene on behalf of children and where parents will have their rights nullified.
Absolutely. That's what it is. It's right from the pit of hell. And folks, again, you got to come out. We got to fight this. And when you see these people out there with their petitions, walk up to them and tell them what you're doing is wrong. It's a sin. And do it loudly, too. And if they ask me to sign it, I'll write right on there. This petition's right from the pit of hell.
Okay? Please don't sign it. They'll try to find you as they'll try to make it count.
Somehow. And, so there you go. Hey, guess what? Guess who we have on the line there? None other than Big John McTernan. Hey, Big John.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. Hello. I called in. You know, today's a big day. What happened with President Trump? And I just wanted to see what you have to say about it.
Well, we're going to see what happens. I noticed that he's going to court in Florida, and not in D.C. There's not a decent court in that D.C. Okay, no matter what. I mean, they would find you guilty of murder. Even if you died 100 years ago, okay, they would do. I mean, that is so corrupt. That is so corrupt that I mean, it's unbelievable. It'd be very, very hard to find, a judge in D.C. that's not corrupt, okay, in a court. But anyhow, so I see that's in Florida. Now, today also, Chris Ray, who's involved with Satanism, by the way, we just read some articles where he's working with the Satanists. He surrendered because he was going to go to jail. They were going to send the sergeant at arms right over from the Congress and have him arrested. And so he gave the files, and in that files, they say there's at least 10 that this shows that the Biden crime family got at least $10 million in bribes. And so, anyhow, we're going to see what's happening there because this guy is a real criminal. And let's see what it happens with. I'll tell you one thing, what it did. The indictment of Trump probably raised him another 10% in the polls as far as going up. I mean, you know, the people in the country realize what's happening. They're pushing back against the deep state. So what's your take?
Well, basically what you said, Pastor Ernie. But remember what I said coming into homosexual month here, and that it could be a big change for America because of the sin there. And so this happens now, you know, on right in the first week. I think it's a real bad sign from the Lord that there are bad things coming, Pastor Ernie, this month.
Well, we're seeing some of those bad things, but, you know, again, the chickens are coming home to roost. We were just talking about what's happening with all your woke corporations. You're going woke, they're going broke. But, you know, there in Canada, where they force the children, where they said you're going to get LGBT indoctrination and parents are not allowed to take their children out of the classes, they're forced to stay in. Well, guess what? On the first day of school, June 1st, guess what happened? 75% of the children in the Canadian schools were kept home. So here they cross. The parents are sending a message out to Mr. Trudeau. No, you've crossed the line. Not our children, okay? Now, what do you think? Remember how the Lord said he would never destroy the earth by flood again, but by fire? And do you think that Canada is getting a little taste, just a small taste of God's wrath?
Absolutely, Pastor, and that's one of the reasons I called in. I mean, Canada has been burning. Northwest Canada, it's been on fire for, I don't know how long now, a month or more, and now Quebec. And that smoke is coming into heavy into the United States. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying, Pastor Ernie. This is going to be a big month here coming.
It was interesting. Randy, one of my deacons, looks out the window and he says, "Hey, I see rain clouds." I said, "Take another look, Randy. You see smoke. That's that smoke coming over here from Canada. And it's really not, it's really been heavy." I mean, I got up the other day and usually I can, off my deck, I can see out there a couple of miles. You couldn't see hardly anything. It was nothing but smoke in the air. But don't worry, the mayor there in New York City, he's got it figured out, see? All you got to do is a couple things. All the residents got to bring in and take in to their own homes illegal aliens, you know. But don't worry about the smoke there in New York, because all you have to do is put on a mask. That'll help you with the smoke, right? Well, how smart is that? Okay.
Gee.
You talk about adding insult to injury.
Yeah. Gee.
So, yeah, this is, and Pastor Ernie, today, Biden has it's the largest gathering ever of homosexuals in the White House.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
The smoke thing makes sense
now.
Oh,
it is. It's probably going on now.
Sodomites and the pedophiles, yeah. And Joey knows all about pedophilia, doesn't he? Well, anyhow.
Okay. Well, I just stopped in to say hello. What are you covering tonight, Pastor?
We're covering what's happening here in Ohio. We're fighting some legislation right from hell, and this is what we're covering tonight. And we're also getting petitions. We're going against the critical race theory. We want that out of the public schools. In Ohio, we're in a raging battle, right?
That's an understatement, really. It's quite the circus right now.
That's Sarah McGurvey. She's here. She's from the Northeast Ohio Right to Life, and she's in here with us tonight. We got to beat these petitions that the people right from the pit of hell are out there pushing, and so that's what we're doing here. And I see in Texas you had that one school district with a lot of students, big school district, but they couldn't have any graduating class because they went woke. It was a woke school, and they only had 5 students that were eligible to graduate because the others had been all dumbed down. And
isn't that amazing?
Wow!
They had to cancel the graduation. And
that's a big issue in Texas here. Because the dumbing down, as you're talking about, is really obvious now. The school district that I live in, it's one of the big issues here locally, but it's across the state. The whole learning curve is down now, Mr. Ernie. It's on purpose.
Well, you know, here you've got a Texas Attorney General who was trying to do a good job. The rhinos in Texas are trying to get rid of him. You know, I'd rather be a skunk than a rhino.
Well, Pastor Ernie,
yes.
This thing here, you know, you're right on top of what's happening in Texas here. And no one knows. They indict him, they bring charges up on a Thursday, and they hold a meeting on Saturday to impeach him, but we the people don't know what the charges are like. It's I won't say it's secret, but you could see it's a railroad because it hasn't been, the public hasn't seen it. There hasn't been hearings on it. They all of a sudden they indict him or for the impeachment, and they hold the election on a Saturday. They never meet on Saturday.
Well, here's the reason. See, the rhinos know that if he keeps doing his job, then people are going to expect them to do their job too, okay? And rhinos don't.
His job, Pastor Ernie, he's going after the pharmaceuticals here.
I know.
I mean, he's doing a lot. I mean, doing a real lot, and he's going after election fraud, and they want him out.
Well, you know, Solomon said, follow the money, follow the money. And that's what the rhinos do. They follow the money. And so, anyhow, God has raised us up for such a time as this. Now, I know that you had documented in all of those books that you wrote, going back to when what happens. You know how God is talking to the people, saying, "See what I'm doing." Remember, World Series in San Francisco the day before huge earthquake. What happened there? They had the largest pro-death march ever in the history of California. Let's go out to remember there in New Orleans, where you had 3 days before. What's that hurricane that came in there?
Katrina.
We had those two pastors there, and they were talking to the mayor, saying, "Stop this Southern decadence. So stop this sodomite parade that they're going to have." And he blasphemed God and left. Well, remember what Scripture says? It says, "I will spew you out." Okay? And that's exactly what happened. The Katrina came in and spewed the sodomites out. Literally flushed them right out. And we're seeing what's... Remember what George Sr., Daddy Bush, did on the very same time when he was going against betraying Israel? And remember the deal that they'd made and wanted to try to force Israel to give that land to the Palestinians? Right while that was happening, what took place at Kitty Bunkport?
Well, his home was was destroyed by the perfect storm on the very day. On the very day, Pastor.
At the very time it was going on, and Daddy Bush had to. He tried to walk it back. All right, he got stopped. Okay, and so all of these things are happening, you know, out there. And of course, we're seeing right now. We're seeing what's happening in Canada. Okay, you know, Canada's gone all the way sodomite, and you know. We've got to clean the swamp. And I got a feeling this is going to backfire on them, what they're doing by indicting Trump, I think, big time. What do you think?
Well, yeah, Pastor Ernie. It's making us, what it's doing, it's really fracturing the country. I mean, it's fracturing it big time. The federal government is a criminal enterprise. I mean, we've known it. But it keeps going to new levels. It is a bona fide criminal enterprise now, in every sense of the word.
So what we're going to see is...
Pastor Ernie, let me just show you something that really annoyed me today. Of all the things that happened today, this really got to me. I'm trying to find it. And,
is that what the Supreme Court did?
I got it. Air Force celebrates Pride Month with graphic of service members saluting rainbow colors.
Yeah, I've seen that. They have that on the jets. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that like, of all the things that happened, that one got to me. So vile, so low. Why in the... And they've got it, Pastor Ernie. They're in charge right now. They really are on all levels. And they're putting their people in the military.
Oh yeah,
putting them in a position.
Austin and Millie, a lot of people believe that the two of them are actually drag queens. You know, and Austin, if you watched Matt Gaetz, Austin sat there and lied, and every time Gaetz would say, "Well, what about here on this base at this time on this day, you had your drag queens in there," and then Austin kept saying, "We do not have a policy. We do not allow drag queens on the military bases." Even though he sat there and he lied and he lied and he lied and he lied because that's what he was told to do, huh?
Well, we saw pictures of them in the bases.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Getz actually showed that. He actually had that there. But Austin's job was to stay in lie. And so... we're going to see. Now, Trump, I think, is back now. He's a lot wiser than he was. He knows more about who the deep state is. And what do you think about all of these candidates now? I see that Mike Pence is back in. And Mike Pence was saying, well, Trump just didn't understand that Mike didn't have a choice under the Constitution. Well, you know what? Immediately after that, they changed the law so that the vice president could not do what Pence was supposed to do to begin with. You've got the law of mispresence, okay, and of tyranny. And in other words, that law has been in effect. If you know, if you're a citizen and you know that treason has taken place and you don't report it and you don't act upon it, then by law you're guilty. You're a part of that, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, those people stood right there and they had it. Josh Hawley, Jim Jordan, they had all the evidence right there in front of Mike. All he had to do is say, okay, I want to take 10 days and examine this. That was what he was supposed to do. He failed to do it. Do you remember what when they passed the same-sex marriage there in Indiana when he was governor?
Pence said, I remember that vividly.
He said, I will never sign it. I will never sign it. Then he caved to the pressure and signed it. And that's what he's known for, caving when the pressure's on, caving. And that's what he did. He caved. He didn't have to do that. And I don't think he has much of a chance, okay?
And he has zero chance, Pastor Ernie.
And like Trump said, if Mike...
They have no shame.
Yeah.
They have no shame. How in the world can he go out there after what he did? How can he go out and try and, well, I'm going to run for president? Well, I mean, what has he done that qualifies him to run for president? Oh, and then you get Chris Christie. He's running, and he's taking on Trump. I mean, they're running against Trump. So and that other woman, that woman there from South Carolina.
Haley. Yeah.
She's
Haley. Another one that put a knife in Trump. It's amazing. They have no character. None of them. Zero. Zero character.
And that, you know what? And by doing what they're doing, going after Trump, that's just going to make his numbers go higher. You know, I mean, he couldn't pay them to do a better job than what they're going to do, right?
Well, they had no chance to start off with, but yeah, right. It's going to just make everybody like stronger for him. Yes, as they attack them. Yes.
Well, they want to get their name recognition out there. To help them in other offices. Most of them know that they don't have a chance of winning that, okay? But the idea is to get the name recognition out there. And Pence, I can't understand him because it's really going to make him, the message is he's not going to get but a very small percentage of the votes, okay? And so that's going to make him look bad, really bad. And so anyhow, that's what's happening on that front. How many... Instead of telling you nowadays who's running for the primaries, it's easier just to say who's not running.
Truth.
Yeah. Truth.
Yeah. And so anyhow, and here's what do you think's actually going to happen? Because the word is out there, even among the Democrats, that Biden's not going to make it. They wanted him just to go to the basement, stay there, and let us rig this election like we did last time. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to be talking about, because we have some inside dope on how they're planning on rigging the election. And so that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow night, Lord's willing, okay? If everything goes good and they're not able to take us down, okay? And so, anyhow, that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow night, because they cannot win a fair election. They can't do that, okay? So they have to cheat. They have to have all of these ballot harvesting, all of the corruption. I mean, just unbelievable how much corruption. Now people are watching them, okay? And it's going to be more difficult for them. And, again, Congress is, I want to say hats off to Jim Jordan, to Josh Hawley, to Ted Cruz, to... Matt Gaetz, to this Comer, to all the Republicans that realize that they can win if they fight. I want to say hats off to those folks. What do you think?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. I mean, they're out front, and absolutely. I'm agreeing with you 100%.
All
can
right.
Can you imagine what it would be like if we didn't have them?
Yeah, I know. But people have no trust in the government at all now. Absolutely no trust in the government. And remember, you remember what it was that got John Kennedy killed. You know, he wanted to defund the CIA. Ronald Reagan wanted to defund the CIA, okay? Donald Trump wants to defund the CIA. They have become, you know, an entity within themselves working against the American people. And the FBI, too. The good thing about the FBI is you've got so many whistleblowers, new whistleblowers coming out now. And we're seeing now the fact that it was a showdown and the fact that Chris Wray, okay, had to turn over those documents. That shows that side in the FBI, hey, guess what? They can't do it. The idea was they were going to push hard and they were going to just overcome the law. They were going to totally. Now we're seeing this happen. Now Merrick Garland, he is sweating bullets right now. Okay, so we'll see what happens. We got to back those folks up. We got to let people know, all of us around the country. We got to let them know we've got your back. So, what do you think?
You're preaching to the choir, Pastor Ernie.
Already.
I mean, the only thing I'd like to see is for us to be better organized, better, like, well, Trump is really the only one we have out there that can bring us together.
Yeah, I know.
We need to be able to gel where we're ready to go, because they've declared, I mean, a long time ago, they declared war on us, but it's obvious. If anybody couldn't see it, they must see it now with Trump. It's war. This is war on us. It's literally a ideological war where they hate us because we stand for everything they're against.
Well,
this homosexual thing, it's like being patriotic to be homosexual. It's being
that's what they're trying to push. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. But they got the power, Pastor Ernie. They've got the power up on top everywhere. They're in control of like everything. But that's not to say that the majority of us and huge numbers are going along with it. It's a bad mix, Pastor Ernie, to have them doing what they're doing and what we believe, and we are not compromisers.
Well,
so it has to come to a cataclysmic confrontation, Pastor Ernie. I don't see any way out of it, because they're bringing it to us. They're going to do everything against us until we literally stop them.
Well, yeah, we got to, again, it's you know, we're at war, and we have to realize we're in a war. So we got to fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross, right?
Exactly,
so,
right.
All right, we're going to do some lightning round articles here. Matt Gaetz on Jack Smith witch hunt. It's obviously a weaponization of our justice system. Joe Biden has had classified documents at his place since 1974. That's right, 1974. Back in February, Joe Biden told leftist Judy Woodward from PBS that he illegally had been holding onto classified documents from 1974. The Biden DOJ is currently investigating President Trump, who's the legitimate president of the United States, for holding classified documents when he left office as president. And here, you know what was going on? Because the day before he left office, his last day, he declassified all of what the deep state was doing, the Russia probe, and all of this stuff with Hunter Biden, all the information he had. And that's why they tried to fight it. They needed to get that, okay? But now, you know, the American people know that the FBI is totally corrupted. They know the CIA, and they know that they're against America, and America does not trust them anymore. So it's going in our favor now. The U.S. president has the ability to declassify any documents he wants as the leader of the executive branch of government. this clearly in the law in the U.S., and senators and vice presidents do not have that privilege. So Joe Biden admitted to breaking the law in 1974. Where is the special counsel? And see, that's what we're pushing for. And, you know, we got to just be behind Jim Jordan and the others. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time.
Till the end of time.
Knock, and his door will open. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and you'll be given. Eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
It was for you and I that he was crucified.
Boy, that guy can sing, can he, McTernan? All right. Sarah, go ahead. You got. Let's do a lightning round.
All right. This article is, What the Devil? FBI Director Teams with Pentagram-Wearing LGBT Star. About new ideologies. Demeter Daskalakis, I think is how it's pronounced, is one of the LGBT radicals given power by Joe Biden, being named Deputy Coordinator for National Monkeypox Response. His reputation as an LGBT promoter and his affinity for Satanist emblems already was well established before being given the federal assignment. He had been on the cutting edge, appearing at times in leather belts for a pride parade and sporting a pentagram.
There you go. Do another one. You did that so good.
All right. This one from IssueInsights.com. Should Christians declare a state of emergency too? Less than 6 months after President Joe Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act, which codified gay marriages, the Human Rights Campaign declared its first ever state of emergency for LGBTQ plus people. Why? Because of a supposed spike in, quote, legislative assaults sweeping state houses this year, end quote. Quote, more than 75 anti-LGBTQ plus bills have been signed into law this year alone, more than doubling last year's number, which was previously the worst year on record, the HRC says. But look closely. Almost every single bill on the, quote, assault list is legislation designed to protect children from the omnipresent and increasingly aggressive transgender community. The list includes things such as bans on doctors performing sterilization procedures or prescribing dangerous puberty-blocking drugs to minors. It includes Florida's ban on public schools teaching children under age 9 about gay sex and removing books from elementary school libraries that are too pornographic to show on local news programs. It includes protections for girls who don't want to share lockers with boys who claim to be girls or be forced to unfairly compete in sports with physically dominant males. The list includes laws that prevent schools from transitioning children behind their parents' backs.
Well, there you go. Let me. I got one here, but first, we'll let the Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay. Natural News Retraction Watch has been keeping a close eye on Wuhan coronavirus, quote, science papers over the years, noting in a summary list that more than 300 of them have been retracted since publishing due to compromised ethical standards and concerns about validity and credibility. The list, which has been growing since April of 2020, makes no distinction between withdrawal and retraction because journals that make such a decision have typically done it to justify not saying anything about why a paper was retracted and to sometimes make a paper disappear without a trace. And as of this writing, there are 330 COVID papers total that have been retracted, along with 19 more that have received expressions of concern. And a senior researcher at University of Oslo's Institute of Immunology says that many researchers compromised their ethical standards during the so-called pandemic, either to try to get more of their publications approved or to take deliberate shortcuts for quick publishing.
All right, there you go. Yeah. Very quickly, the Amish were 24 times less likely to get COVID because they didn't listen to anything the CDC had to say.
Yes.
That's what they said. Yeah, there you go. Alrighty, we'll take some calls very quickly. Let's go to Mac. Mac, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor Ernie, thank you so much again for taking my call. Like I told the screener, very important. After listening to the program about the rubbish collector's wife versus Obama, I had problems trying to order it, so I had some help from my daughter. And don't you know, she had to fill out the special questionnaire, almost like Gestapo interrogation, because she went on Amazon and ordered something that goes against the liberal template. And I just read some of, not all of it, but George Orwell's 1984. That guy was a prophet. Big Brother is watching everything you do. So just warning the people, when you go to order some book like that through Amazon, watch out because Big Brother's looking. Not that I'm afraid of them, but it's just annoying and getting everybody out there a newsflash.
We're going to have some of those books up.
We need praying fast. God bless you.
Thanks, Mac. All right. We're going to have some of those books from hers, the rubbish haulers, what the wife of the rubbish haulers. Very, very good. Susan was a private investigator, and she did a lot of work with investigating Obama. Everything we told you about him wasn't a citizen. He was not eligible to run. Mm-hmm. Everything about him was illegitimate, everything. Alrighty, let's go very quick. This is going to have to be the last call before Pastor Hal gives the invitation, but let's go to Jack. Jack, you're in the air quickly.
Yes, well, in regards to the indictment today of Trump, I hear he has to make an appearance in court on Tuesday. Also, they're saying that one of the charges is going to be related to espionage. I'm wondering what the purpose is for him appearing in court. What little research I've done on espionage is that you're usually taken into custody on that charge. I was wondering if you had any information on what the purpose of Trump's mandate to go to court on Tuesday is.
Well, Trump's former lawyer, Tim Parlator, believes the former president's defense team will claim prosecutorial misconduct in Jack Smith's ongoing classified documents probe. Special Counsel Jack Smith has been investigating Trump after he stored presidential records at Mar-a-Lago. Whether the former president tried to obstruct the probe, that's what they're going to try to accuse him of. The Parlator told CBS News, the Catherine Herridge, that he was stunned. He was stunned by what he saw in the grand jury room by the conduct of the prosecutors. and witnessed a lot of misconduct, Tim Parlator told CBS Catherine Herridge Wednesday. See, if he can put that in, bring that to the court, they'll have to just toss it, okay? Last Wednesday evening, explaining he went before the grand jury himself. I was really stunned by what I saw in the grand jury room by the conduct of the prosecutors. Parlator said they made many, many attempts to try to get privileged communication. They would ask me about conversations with my client. They would make improper references to the jury and try to mislead them about that, he continued. At one point, it got to the level where they're asking me this again, and then would turn to the grand jury and say, so you are refusing to provide this information. No, I'm not refusing to provide it. The ethical rules prohibit me, even if the answer to the question is helpful, I am not allowed to give it. And I turned to the jury and said, and she knows it. She knows it, that it's an improper question. So if he can get that, what I don't know, it's a court in Florida, so there's a possibility that it might be a legitimate court.
Interesting.
Well, are you saying that Trump is going to court on Tuesday because that's what he wants to do? Because I thought he was going to court Tuesday because the prosecution is requiring him to go.
Yeah, but see, Trump is a mastermind when it comes to these things, okay? He's got some very good lawyers. And I think what Trump is doing is he's rope-a-doping these people.
Well,
you see,
listen, you know, lost a lot of good lawyers because they have been interrogating the lawyers and they have broken attorney-client privilege, and some lawyers don't want that kind of pressure. But I'll leave you with this. Espionage can also carry a death penalty, and the only way they're going to really stop Trump is if they can find a way to freeze his assets, and then he won't have a legal team anymore.
I don't know if they could do that, because I think he's pretty much turned that over to his children. A lot of that, the company, I think the business, I think he's turned over to his children so that they can do that.
Well, we'll see what happens Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, good night.
All right, thanks, Jack. All right, how much time do I have there? Okay, all righty. I've got time for one more quick article. There you go. And then we're going to have to go.
All right. From thegatewaypundit.com. Regime arrests Hollywood actor for assisting injured Trump supporters in picking up a police shield, holding it up, and walking forward at U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2.5 years after protest. The Biden regime sent out the FBI to arrest Hollywood actor Jay Johnston on Wednesday for attending the January 6th Fed's erection. The regime had threatened his arrest for over 2 years. They wanted to let him suffer. His crime? Jay Johnston assisted injured Trump supporters who were gassed with unknown chemicals and helped wash their eyes out. Then he picked up a police shield and used it to protect himself from police chemical spray. At one point, he stood with other protesters and formed a wall of shields to protect people near the Capitol tunnel. The men holding the shields attempted at one point to walk forward. That's it. Today, he was arrested. The regime does not play. The FBI was looking for him.
All right, yeah, people, right now, the FBI has no credibility in we don't have to recognize. In fact, it would be wrong for us to recognize the FBI having any legitimacy at all. You find that if you read Proverbs chapter 24, start with verse 16 and read it down. And so they have no legitimacy. They're a rogue outfit. They're corrupt. And, you know, there's no credibility. It's like the mainstream media. People don't trust the mainstream media anymore. They've got no credibility left, and they're losing it by the day. Pastor Hal, you've got about 6 minutes. Do you think you can tell us how we can get to heaven and avoid hell?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the Bible says in Revelation 3:10 that as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. God wants us to be righteous when we get to heaven, but our sins, it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And, you know, God loves us, but he hates our sins. God wants us to come to heaven, but he says our sins cannot come with us. And the only thing that can wash away our sins is the blood of Jesus Christ. And that takes place the very moment we come to God and we say, God, please forgive me, a sinner. That's repentance. When you admit something, when you admit to God that you're a sinner and that you need forgiven, he likes that. He says that's, he commands that in Luke 3, in Luke chapter 3, that he says, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. And so coming to Jesus means that you're sorry about the fact you're a sinner and you want to receive the payment he paid for you on that cross. You see, when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. We couldn't do it. If you could quit sinning right now and never sin again to the day you died, just the sins you've already done would be enough to keep you out of heaven. But when Jesus died on that cross, he said, it is finished, which means all the work necessary for him to, for us to be redeemed from hell has been done and accepted by God the Father. But that doesn't become ours automatically. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. You could know what Jesus did for you on that cross, but if you don't reach out and receive it, you'll still die and go to hell, just like somebody out in the ocean drowning, knowing the life preserver is 1 foot away from them, but not reaching out and receiving it. And so God loves you, but he hates your sins. And John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Listen, it's not your church membership. You could be the best Catholic in the world and die and go to hell. Baptist, Presbyterian, church member, whatever. Your good works, church membership, water baptism, none of that saves your soul. The Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, Ephesians 1:7. It's when you come to Jesus and ask him to forgive you for your sins and trust him and him only for your salvation, what he did for you at Calvary, that your sins get washed away by the blood of Christ, and he gives you eternal life. He makes you a new creature in Christ right then and there. He circumcises away your spirit, your soul from your flesh, so that when you die, your soul goes straight to be with Jesus in heaven, and he makes you a new creature in Christ. In fact, when you get saved, that means saved from hell, right then and there, it's a mystery in the Bible, how right then and there, part of you is seated with Christ in the heavenlies from that time on. That's Ephesians 2:6. So right now, God hears me talking to you right now. He knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. And Revelation 3:20 said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I will come in. And it's when you open the door of your heart and ask Jesus to come in, that he comes in and he gives to you the payment he paid for you on that cross. In John 1:12, again, it says, but as many as received him. How do you receive him? Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The call means to pray. That's what's known as a sinner's prayer. That's when you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, and ask him to give you eternal life, give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross. Now, my job as a preacher is to lead people to Christ. I don't leave it hanging right there. I tell people, listen, knowing about it up in your head isn't going to save your soul. Even the devil knows what Jesus did for you on that cross. What God wants you to do is make a decision, and he wants you to make it right now tonight. He says, today is the day of your salvation. And if you don't make it today, you're giving the devil opportunity to come snatch the word out of your heart and get you involved in other things and probably die lost. And you don't want to do that. So with Jesus hearing me talking to you right now and him looking at your heart right now, please ask Jesus to come into your heart and let him save your soul. We could pray together, but even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God. Because only you can ask Jesus to come into your heart, and he'll come in. So let's pray. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood for my salvation. And Lord Jesus, I'm here and now asking you to come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash my sins with your precious blood. And give me eternal life. Save my soul from hell right now and make me a new creature in Christ. And I thank you for it right now, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer and meant it, the Bible says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. And that word believe on meant that you personally received him as your personal Savior, not just believed about. And then he says, why? that you may know that you have eternal life. How can you know? Because God is making you that promise, and God cannot lie, or he wouldn't be God. So by God's promise and your prayer, if you just sincerely prayed that prayer in your heart, and you asked Jesus to come into your heart as your Savior, trust in him as your for your salvation, that means, according to God the Father, you have eternal life in you right now. And God will never leave you or never forsake you. The Holy Spirit will be with you until you go home to be with the Lord. So praise the Lord. You just made the most the important decision tonight you could ever make in your life. And get into a good Bible-believing church. Read that King James Bible every day and pray every day. And ask God to walk with you and talk with you and teach you and forgive you of any sins that come between you and him every day. That's just walking in fellowship with him after you're already saved. Okay, God bless. Go ahead, Pastor.
You know, I know where there's a good Bible-believing church. It's at 147, right? 81 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, they really hold to, they take the teaching of the Bible to a higher level there, don't they, sometimes?
Yes.
But they really, really believe the Word of God. So they're not a 501c3 corporation. They're an actual New Testament church. And Christ alone is the head of that church, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, and so, I saw a track one time that said it's better to travel 50 miles and be fed than go around the corner and be fooled. So if Doers of the Word is a Baptist church is a long way away from you, but you can still make it, you're better off spiritually to go the Doers of the Word than go to someplace right across the street from you and not get the Word.
Absolutely. And so we start at 8:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, with an in-depth Bible study. And then we have another one at 9:30. And then the regular service starts at 11:30. And then we have another class on Sundays at 1. And then we have we usually show in the class that we have the Bible and current events, things that are happening, a film at 4 o'clock. And then, Pastor Al, you preach the evening service there at 5, don't you?
Amen.
And so, folks, it's a good place to go. 14781 Sperry Road, S-S-P-E-R-R-Y Road, in Newberry, Ohio. And that's right at the corner of Route 87 in Sperry, under that 800-foot tower. It's hard to miss that 800-foot tower, huh?
Yes.
I'll see.
Hey, Hal, do you think there's a chance someday I'll see you climb that tower? Probably not likely, huh?
No, not likely.
Well, just you don't never know if you don't ask, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. But let me ask you this. Are the folks there, are they really good folks that do us of the Word? I mean, are they, you know...
Yeah, they sure are. It's like a tight-knit family, and they love the Lord. I've never been in a church in my life where I saw people sold out to the Lord and giving him the preeminence in their life and just sticking together and looking out for each other and praying for each other. You really feel good when you're a member of that church. You really feel the closeness of the Lord.
You really do. I mean, you know, I just love being a senior pastor there. It's one big happy, really is a happy family. All right, we're at that point where we get here every night. Thanks for being here with us, Sarah.
My pleasure.
Until tomorrow, we want to say good night.
Good night.
We want to say God bless.
Bless.
And always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.